T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Attention! It's the end of the show, the end of the show. Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show. Hi there. Summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning, I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End, Nerd Talk, and the full 90 Extra Time podcast is almost back. We had our first meeting of the season yesterday. I'm ready for it. I'm ready for the championship-winning Seattle Sounders to make their start for the season. Slowly, probably, to be fair, like every year. Finally, it looks like the end of this winter storm has come near, or at least to the part where it's freezing and dropping the snow everywhere. I guess I technically live in the convergence zone because I'm north of Seattle, and so like the rain shadow from the Olympic Mountains keeps, like, all the stuff flows around that and then hits Everett and then my house. And so we got tons of snow and Seattle got like almost none. It's been crazy. But also a big difference is that all the trees have been cut down here. There's some in the neighborhoods and stuff. You see them still around, but the big, huge, beautiful trees just aren't in abundance. And you get a high five when you start getting towards like Edmonds and stuff, and those trees are there when they're all covered in snow. This place, already beautiful as it is, even better. I mean, it is tremendous how gorgeous it gets. Now, driving is a giant pain in the butt. I think I said this yesterday. If I didn't, my bad. But my friends over at Michael's let me borrow an all-wheel drive car. And so I've been cruising around in a Subaru Forester for the last 3 days. That is a massive game changer. As one Washington State trooper, somebody pointed out, just because it's all-wheel drive doesn't mean it stops the same way it starts. They didn't say it like that, but that's the point. Anyway, I've taken my camera around with me. I've been walking around in my snow boots, taking my kid out to play in the snow and stuff, and just capturing stuff. I posted a bunch of pictures at 1077theend.com. You can go check that out there. Do you enjoy the snow? Do you like when it hits? Are you mad that it didn't in Seattle, perhaps? Or down south, even, really? I'm so torn on it. I love it for the first portion when fresh snow is falling and that crunch under your feet as you go, you know, cropping through the lots of snow. I don't enjoy snow shoveling, which is a job that I take upon myself to keep my family safe. My back is killing me. Typical dad thing to say, right? I do enjoy having that clean driveway, though, and watching my neighbors struggle. I don't like to watch them struggle, but I like the feeling of like, you put in some hard work and you got something out of it. Okay. Ridiculous. Listen, Seattle hasn't had plastic bags in a while, and Snohomish County got rid of them recently, but could we go statewide?
In case you missed it, it's the news.
The state Senate once again voted to pass a Washington plastic bag ban, something they've done before. It would eliminate plastic bags at places like grocery stores. Now, parts of Snohomish County just went through this, and sadly, everyone died, and Everett is now just rats and gravestones. Oh, wait, no, everyone was totally fine and started using paper bags for 5 cents or bringing their own from home. I don't know why we fight about this. Next, it'll have to go back to the State House before it can become law. All right. Well, boy, Boeing. I mean, no disrespect to my friends that work there, but it's kind of got to suck to be Boeing today. We've had more airplane cancellations than orders through this 737 MAX 8 fiasco. They're getting canceled more than stand-up comedians trying out for television shows. Finally, like someone turned up Mother Nature's thermostat a couple degrees overnight when she wasn't looking, the conditions around the Puget Sound are improving. Unless, of course, you're in Seattle where they never got bad. And by improving, I mean it's just cold rain now instead of snow.
You just got news.
I don't talk about this on the radio too much, because I'm not like trying to encourage people to rush off and listen to the competition, but I want to talk about it here. I'm reading a headline from TheVerge.com. Spotify will now make a playlist for your cat. or dog, or bird, or iguana. Hamster, another option. Again, TheVerge.com says, Spotify is launching a silly new playlist generator today that promises to create a playlist that both you and your pet will enjoy. The whole thing seems to be designed to go viral, which is one of the things that Spotify have blah, 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 blah. I think it's ridiculous because animals don't live in the wild with any music. Also, they don't live in the wild domesticated, but I feel like the dog wants to just sleep on the couch with as little distraction as possible to make the time fly until you get home because they're missing you so bad. And the cat, like, you're never going to pick anything that the cat likes unless it's 1:34 in the morning and you pick meow on loop, Shaggy. Is there a song that I can put on to drown out my cat crying if I have him stay in like the bathroom downstairs so he doesn't wake up the baby? I want to try it. Spotify.com/pets. I guess I'll try it. I'm sorry. This is so silly. I find it so ridiculous. All right. I have many feelings and lots of them are negative these days and I don't feel very good. So I just try and turn it into creativity and some jokes. One of the things that's making me feel real bad is that I can't take care of myself. My health has been really challenging for me. I'm in fine health, but like I need to lose weight and I hate making resolutions, but also I get on the scale every day and see that it's not going well. And I don't know. Well, I guess some Harvard scientists found a way that we could sidestep that. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah. Scientists at Harvard have concocted a salty, icy injection that will destroy belly fat, like an X-Wing to a Death Star. Pew-pew-pew. Yeah, it's a super cold saline solution, just injected right there into the belly. But yo, don't go putting your roommate's contact solution in the freezer and then poking it into your beer gut, okay? Let scientists do it. With science. Important. The concrete of the future looks like it could be made from living bacteria with the ability to self-heal cracks and even reproduce. Where'd we get all these bricks from? It's a mixture of said bacteria with sand and other junk, but sped up thanks to the bonding property of gelatin. Gelatin made from the likes of horse bones?
No, sir, I don't like it.
Yeah, look out. And finally, a dude so mad at his ex-wife and her attorney has asked a judge to settle their divorce details via sword fight. Yes! Trial by combat evidently is still an option under law, and the man asked for 12 weeks, allowing him time to acquire 2 Japanese samurai swords for the duel. The judge won't rule until both parties get their procedural paperwork in order. Ooh, maybe a couple hundred years, someone will write a Broadway musical about it. Alexander Lewis Hamilton! Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel like the people on the internet are fake and they're posting directly to me, and this is all part of a simulation. Oh, what a weird conversation to get into. My buddy Joe, he's just a self-described meme lord. He just gets on and just shares memes all day on Facebook. I think a lot of times they're aimed at me, even though they're clearly not. One of them is like, you got to stay hydrated, bro. It's a big challenge. You get grumpy when you're not hydrated? Because I do.
The end of the show show. The end of the show show. The end of the show show. The end of the show show.
Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.